With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A group of pro-Hamas radicals are under arrest after they tried to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. Police quickly swarmed 21 pro-terror supporters who ran in front of the Ronald McDonald balloon and stopped the parade for about 5 minutes at West 55th Street. Protesters locked arms, sat on the street, and held banners before being hauled off by police. The crowd booed the protesters. A dentist accused of killing his wife by poisoning her using shakes is charged with trying to have a detective killed.
A Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes has been charged with trying to get a fellow jail inmate to kill a detective investigating the murder case. Prosecutors filed two new charges against James Craig last week, solicitation to commit murder as well as solicitation to commit perjury. The charging document does not say who Craig allegedly wanted to have killed, but a spokesperson for Aurora Police confirmed that the intended alleged victim was an Aurora Police detective. Angela Craig died in March 2023 of poisoning from cyanide and tetrahydrozoline, a substance found in over-the-counter eye drops, according to the coroner. I'm Norman Hall.
One of Denmark's largest phone networks suffered severe outages that prevented people from contacting emergency services and forced at least one hospital to reduce non-critical medical care.
The network provider, TDCNet, said the problems were likely due to an update carried out recently, and it had no reason to believe the disruptions could be due to cyber attacks. It later said operations had returned to normal and the cause of the outage was being investigated. Danish media say the trains and buses in parts of the country also suffered delays due to signaling issues.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Massachusetts man pleads guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. John Reardon pled guilty to one count of obstruction by free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. He faces a maximum penalty of 30 years in prison and a fine of up to $750,000. This is SRN News. Black Friday has changed over the years.
Many people like Caitlin Bowen in Dallas just like the tradition.
I did it when I was little with my mom, and I always go out with friends or family to do Black Friday shopping.
But Black Friday is now more of a season than just one day. Holly Quartero is a spokeswoman for Galleria Dallas.
Retailers are offering discounts for longer periods of time on more broad range of merchandise. So, you know, you can get those deals. You don't have to fight for them. They're there for the taking.
Analysts envision a solid holiday shopping season, but perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Shelley Adler.
Amazon workers planning a worldwide strike from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. The strike is called Make Amazon Pay, and it seeks to hold Amazon accountable for what organizers describe as labor abuse and environmental degradation. More details at srnnews.com.